stitches are coming undone.
You need a new one?
There's your pilot array. Okay. The Oyed HaAmor, according to what has been said,
can we get you a little bit?
No, thank you. Yes, the parish of Pasuk, we could explain the Pasuk to Usha Orim Roshechem, Vihinosu Pischei Oilam, Viyavai Melech HaKovod. It says in the Pasuk, we say this
today,
every Sunday, right? To Usha Orim Roshechem, gates, lift your heads. Vihinosu Pischei Oilam, the openings of the world should be lifted. The Yahweh Melech HaKavod and the King of Honor should enter.
I was wondering, what does this mean, gates lift your head?
Let's see what he says.
Is he going to explain?
Yeah. I mean, the literal understanding is that this pasuk was said when Shlomo Melech wanted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. It says that the gates wouldn't open.
So it means literally, literal gates.
Yeah. So he said this pasuk.
I thought he just said his father's name.
Then finally, when he said his father's name, they opened. As long as
that was the second time he said it, right?
Yeah, third. So Seu Shalom Roshechem, Merumas Al Gimel Roshaynis, Chacham Bin Adash, Shehem Bechinas Rosh. When it says gates lift your heads, it is hinting to the three first spheres, which is Chachma, Bina, and Das, which are the head. They are the Chachma, Bina, and Das are wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, which are faculties of the head. And this pasuk is referring, according to what he is explaining, the pasuk is talking to us, telling us to lift our heads, to elevate our chokhmah bina and das. Hinosu pischei olam, the pasuk continues, and lift the openings of the world. What are the openings of the world? Merumas al ha'evarim. That symbolizes the limbs, keneged klei ha'maisa, which are corresponding to the
what
is he doing? Why are you taking pictures now?
He's no toy.
Oh, okay. that corresponds to the person's physical tools, meaning our limbs that we use to act. The reason why they're called the openings of the world is because the one midah that encompasses everything, he is soid, is the middle of Yisoid, the Pischa de Guf, and the Zohar Kaddish calls it the opening of the body. So Pischa Oilam, the openings of the world. Now the person's body is called the Oilam Katan, it's called a small world. Each and every person is a small world. So the openings of the world are the person's limbs. So he said that is the midah that encompasses everything. It's interesting that yesterday when I spoke before Musaf, I spoke about how all the flames of the menorah all faced the middle, which I said was Moshe, right? Because from right to left is Avram, Yitzchak, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Right, so Moshe is the middle one, which represents Torah. I suggested that in order to purify one's character traits, it's all dependent on Torah. That's why they all have to face Torah. That's according to that order is according to the Arizal. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. According to the Gra, the order is different, right? If you know the Ishpizin that the Ashkenazim use, it's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David. Right, so then the middle one would be Yosef,
which is Yisoid.
Right? Yosef is Yisoid, which is according to what we just learned, is the midah that also that everything that Yisoid means foundation. Right, it's the midah that encompasses everything. And if a person is a person works on their kedusha, then everything else is supposed to come along with it. So one can say that even according to the way the Ashkenazim view the menorah, those flames all facing that also has a very strong message.
Very nice.
By a person elevating their moyach, their brain, which is the roish, v'liboy, and their heart, who made him as a vorov moderat taivis upiskei olam, and the person elevates or uplifts his limbs that are the dwelling place for a person's desires. It is the opening of his world. Shiukulam kedoshim atayim. The person elevates them that they should be holy and pure. Zoicha. Then the person merits the veyavoy melech hakavod. Then he can merit that the king of honor will gain entry into the person's being. Akoz kodesh shoychem atoychay. Then only then will the Holy One dwell within him. It's very apropos for. We just said Pashas Truma, whereas also the Migdash, the command is that each and every one of us should make ourselves into a Migdash for Hashem, and the Shechanti V'Saychem, Hashem says, I will dwell within them, within each and every one of them. Ki kol oid hara shoydet bekirvay, because as long as evil has any reign within the person, ein mokam l'ashoyet ha-shechina, then there is no place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah.
But doesn't it dwell within a person anyways?
What?
Dwell within a person anyways?
We keep covering it up when we do that.
Yeah, I mean, what he's saying is...
You're saying the Shekhinah dwells in the tissue box.
So the... The Shekhinah dwells in the tissue box in a concealed way, and our job is to reveal that. And so,
remove all the clippers.
The Shekhinah dwells all over.
Plow.
What?
We're supposed to plow that way, right, so that it can come down easier to us.
Yeah, we got to clean up.
That's why it's snowing so much. Understand how much we have to uncover the clippers.
The word is...
the streets.
You know, the Shekhinah is all over the place. The Svarim talk about... Right, we say that the Beis Hamikdash is the Makam of Hashavas Hashkinah. The Beis Hamikdash is the place of the dwelling of the Shekhinah. The dwelling of the Shekhinah is all over the place. Why is the Beis Hamikdash any more special than any other place in the world? So the answer is, as I explained, is the more Kodesh a person is, the more Shekhinah will be revealed there.
So it's not the dwelling, it's the reveal.
Right, it's the revelation of Shekhinah. And it's called Ashras HaShekhinah because there's a palpable presence of the Shekhinah there. And the more Kodesh, the more worthy the place or the person is, the more revelation of Ashras HaShekhinah there will be.
More what?
Revelation of the the Shechina there will be.
The more what? More?
But the more holy and the more worthy the place is. People wouldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash until they would prepare themselves properly. Because they knew that there was a presence there and a revelation in the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't for everybody. It had to be a person that had to prepare themselves properly together.
Wasn't it also stronger because that's more or less the source? Like, it comes from there and then emanates from there out. No?
Well, it's difficult to understand that.
Doesn't it explain that the Shekhinah comes down in a, like a kav, like in a line into the world?
And then expands from there?
I think so. I don't know. Very limited understanding, but I've seen it somewhere.
I think the bracha, it says the bracha descends that way through the Makom HaMikdash. Yeah.
Video that's on all over YouTube now of the UFO coming down onto our bias.
What's the UFO?
I saw it. It's just a piece of light comes down to the Harabais and then stays there for a little while and then goes back up. I don't know what this is. It's on YouTube now, so it must be true.
Okay.
No such thing as editing these days. What? No such thing as editing these days.
This is as written in Teres Kehanim. Al Pasuk Zeh Adavar. Just thinking if the right analogy for Hashrus Hashchina. I think that the right analogy for Hashrus Hashchina is that Hashrus Hashchina is an automatic presence with the absence of Ra. Meaning that Hashrus Hashchina is all over. Right? Whenever there is Ra, whenever there is evil, that banishes banishes, but it, in a sense of revelation, it banishes the Shekhinah. Pushes out. As soon as with the absence of Ra, Shekhinah automatically sets in. It's like a gas.
When you say sets in, you mean is revealed, not it
reveals,
sets
right.
in.
Right.
Does that include Lashon Hara?
What do you mean?
Noah's being the Ra?
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh boy.
So the Shekhinah resides in the tissue box because the tissue box never says Lashon Hara.
The Shekhinah resides all over. It resides in the Ra as well. The Ra can't exist without Shekhinah either. It's just that there is no revelation of the Shekhinah. Okay. Ukama of the East of Teres Gehanim, it is that is written in Teres Gehanim, Apostle Zeh Adavah Shetiva Hashem Tasub Yeru Aleichem Kved Hashem. The Apostle says, this is the thing that Hashem commanded you to do, and Hashem will, and the honor, the glory of Hashem will appear to you. It says the Teres Gehanim, Oitzo Yetzahara Taviru Medebchem, this, that Yetzahara, get rid of, get, to take it away from your heart, V'tiu Kulchem V'yira Achaz V'Eitza Achaz, then all of you will be with one fear and one tactic. The Shara is the Fnei HaMakom to serve before Hashem. V'masisem ken, if you do so, V'yer Aleichem Kvod Hashem, Hashem's glory will appear to you. So this whole Teres Gehanim is very difficult to understand. What does this all mean? So the Chayre Ma'a Shaykh Shal Posuk Zeh L'Chanukas HaMishkan. What does Right? See, what is the connection of this pasuk to the inauguration of the Mishkan? Ella, rather, Shatara Gadesh Aymeres, the Torah is saying, Shabachadeshi Yizkul Ashros Ashkina Aleim. In order that they should merit the dwelling of the Shekhinah upon them, in order for them to merit the dwelling of the Shekhinah, is so it is upon them, it is incumbent upon them to remove the Yetzirah from their heart. Hakavana, and which Yetzirah are we talking about? The intent here is the Nekudas Haram Yuchedes. It is talking about that point of evil, that specific point of evil, Shiesh B'chol Echad, that each and every person has. The Oikrei, one needs to uproot that point of evil. He's explained numerous times that each and every person has their specific point of evil. And if the person is able to uproot that, which is basically dying.
He's not going back to your side?
He's not going back to your side? No, each person has a different point of view. Every person has a different guitar.
Points. Points of view.
But the main one.
No, there's one main one.
And the rest are little
They're branches.
Such branches, yeah. Offshoots.
Trunk's pretty big.
The person's avodah throughout life is to uproot that point of evil. Shehu Yehudai Ba'elami, as he says here, it is a person's goal in life. V'shevila Hudai Lo'adam Hazeh, it is for this purpose that the person has come down to this world, to get rid of that point of evil. V'chol oid nekudas hara hazois tumura b'chayvai, as long as this point of evil is still hidden within him, ain gufay roi l'ashros ha'shchina, the person's body is not worthy of ashros ha'shchina. The ikar mitzvah va'also li'migdash shechanti b'saycham, and the main mitzvah va'also li'migdash v'shechanti b'saycham, which we just read yesterday, the tachlis, right, make for me a sanctuary and I will dwell within you. I will dwell within them. The tachlis rotzayn Hashem shebuchol echad miyisrael tishre b'shchina. It is the ultimate will of Hashem that he should be able to dwell within each and every yid. K'mamvaram zal, as Chazal say, v'soychoy le'nemar, it doesn't say I will dwell within it, referring to the mikdash, ela b'toycham, it says within them, which means b'toych kol echad v'yechad, within each and every Jew. For that you need, it is required that one should remove the Yetzirah from their heart. And once again, this is lift your heads, hainu tikun midas adas, meaning refine the attribute of das, and then elevate the openings of the world. That means get rid of the Yetzara from your heart. Then you will merit that the King of Honor will enter within you, that the Holy One will dwell within you. That is also the order of tshuva. After the person refines their das, yavai tikkun amidas, then the person can refine their character traits. Right? First you need to jump into Torah, that's tikkun adas, then the person can come to refine their character traits. You don't have to leave.
It's up to me so much.
That trunk, you know.
I said within every person there is a point of evil, not within every shul.
Good point.
The person should get rid of the power of evil that is within him until his body will be fit for for the dwelling of the Shekhinah, who can base Migdash Ma, the person will be like a small base of Migdash. Zuvachin is Chuvah Shalema. That is full Chuvah. This is the next Maimer. He talks about how to get rid of that point of evil.
Yeah, yesterday he spoke about how Moshe gave the instructions for the Kalim and then the Mishkan, but the Tzalah were those classes. Okay, so in the building of us, we're supposed to be, this would be the Mishkan, the Kalim inside us, you know, I mean, first of all, clearly we were built before the Kalim, so I guess our job is to create the Kalim inside of us.
I think it's our job to build the Mishkan and the Kalim. We're not necessarily in Mishkan either. The Mishkan is our outward impression that we have on others.
Say that again, please.
What
you just said here? The Mishkan is the outward impression we have on others. Is that what you just said?
It's the outward appearance that others can see, basically. Yeah.
Behavior.
The Mishkan is the Chitzonis.
The Chitzonis, yeah. And the Kalim are the Pinyas. That's why that was the machleket in Moshe Mital.
The connective to the Mishkan.
What?
Alright.
Yeah. Yeah, we can still learn a little bit. Ma'amar Shvi. Akiras Shor Shehara. This is the manual. How to get rid of that point of evil. When a war will come into your land, or when you will go to war on when you will go to war in your land upon your enemy, you shall sound the trumpets. Says the Nesivei Shalom, Haloshan ki savoyu melchama ba'artzachem tzorach bir. The wording, which is when you will come to war in your land, needs explanation. Shekein oishi yoitzim melchama ala tzara tzara, because either you go out to war, ba'artzain, his land, b'tchum shaloi, in their boundary, oishal melchama tova yalatzachem, or that the war will come into your land. But the wording of the pasuk is kisavoyu melchama ba'artzachem, when you will come to war in your land. That doesn't make any sense. Either you go to war in their land or they come to war in your land. But here it says you're going to war in your land. What does that mean? Shai nimtzayim ba'artzachem. You are in your land. Amehechen yavoyu. What does that mean when you come to war in your land? Okay, merumis b'zal atzara tzayde. So, what is symbolized here is the enemy against our inner enemy. Oyev ha'pnimi, the inner enemy, ha'nimtza b'tech pnimi yuschem, that is found within our pnimius, within our interior. Shehishtalit aleichem, that he has reigned upon you, v'hinchem v'yodayim, we find ourselves in his hand. And our will is to get rid of him. And the explanation of this concept is the enemy that is found within your land. Because there is a yetahara, an outward yetahara, Mahasaviva, which stems from a person's surroundings, umeyavira hatmeya, and from the impure atmosphere. That's the outer yetzahara. Acha ikir hu ha'oyiv ha'pnimi. But the main enemy is our own Yetzirah, is our inner Yetzirah. Nothing to do with the people around us. Nothing to do with the atmosphere of the society we live in. There's a Yetzirah that we're born with. Our own evil inclinations. That is the Yetzer of the person that is bad from the person's youth. It is the root of evil that is within every person that sprouts bitter herbs. The only way to uproot that is to go out to war against that inner point of evil. Okay, we'll continue next week.